Now from Moon Rocks to critic Tom Moon and rock and roll. Couldn't resist. Wilco releases its 8th album tomorrow. It's called The Whole Love, and Tom has our review.
The whispers usually start after rock bands have been around for a while. Diehard fans worry about their beloved band getting stale.
How can you tell? You're under a spell. A couple miles and miles away, slow.
Incredibly, despite its long run, Wilco has escaped that fate.
When you're in a low, there's nothing in your heart, don't feel it in your soul. No, standing, oh, oh, oh. Maybe you notice I'm ashamed of anything that I've done. Maybe you notice I'm not the same as almost anyone.
The 12 songs on this new album suggest that Wilco has somehow found another gear. This is no small thing, considering the band's output and its rigorous touring schedule. As frontman Jeff Tweedy puts it, performing the old songs 4 or 5 nights a week can wear a deep path in a musician's psyche. It's a little like the GPS barking turn-by-turn directions for a route you know by heart. Sometimes, to uncover genuinely fresh ideas, you need to break away from those patterns. Tweedy says that before the band began work on this project, it took significant time off.
I heard a faint ode to love, but I had other ways to help myself. Like calling, I could open up my heart and fall, and I could blame it all on dust. All of almost.
That's the first track on The Whole Love. Right away, it sounds like a recharge. It's got some of the musical ideas that drew Wilco away from straight-ahead rock on the last few records. Those experiments in extended jam band-style improvisation, and the electronic squiggles, and the tense contemporary classical orchestrations. But this time, those elements are cranked up a few notches and more fully integrated into the compositions. So you get this lovely Beatles-inspired melody, which then steamrolls into a jarring, noise assault guitar solo. There's a whole lot going on inside of The Whole Love. The pop refrains are poppier. The experimental lunge is more dramatic than before. Some of the energy can be attributed to the band's hiatus, but some of it sounds to me like 6 incredibly talented multi-instrumentalists getting comfortable enough to throw any old wild notion into the mix. Starting with what are often fairly conventional songs, these musicians use gestures large and small to radicalize the tunes from the inside out, transforming simple, declarative lines into audio objects of wonder.
Our reviewer is Tom Moon. The new album from Wilco is called The Whole Love, and you can hear the entire album online at nprmusic.org.
So high, I was thinking sun.